Welcome to the Knowledgeable Parent Podcast, where we share tips, research, and resources to help you to make the best decisions for yourself, your children, and your family as you learn to live your best life as a parent. I'm your host, a South Dakota licensed marriage and family therapist, a registered play therapist supervisor, and most importantly, a mom, Emily Laring. Hello and welcome to today's podcast. Today I'm excited to have Ellie Keller as a guest to talk more about a form of therapy called parent-child interaction therapy, or as you may have heard of it called before, PCIT. But before we get into the details of PCIT and what it looks like, I want to just take a moment to introduce you to Ellie. So Ellie is a licensed professional counselor in mental health and is the owner of Clear Minded Counseling located in Sioux Falls. Welcome, Ellie.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, no problem. So just to start out, maybe it would help those who are listening to just get a brief overview of who you are and maybe what led you towards a career in working with children and parents in the mental health field.
I think I knew starting in middle school that I wanted to be a therapist, and I don't even know how I ended up there, but it's something I've wanted to do forever. When I lived down in Nebraska and was doing therapy down there, there was a grant that allowed us to get additional training, and I didn't feel very confident working with young kids. And this was one of the models that was part of that grant funding. And I said, why not? Let's get more training. Let's learn more. And I don't regret it for a second.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So this model that we're talking about, PCIT, what exactly is it? If you were describing it, maybe your elevator pitch of what this is like, what do you say to people to help them understand what it is?
Okay, so traditional therapy is going to be you're sitting down in a room with a therapist, talking about feelings, processing through events that have happened in your life. PCIT is completely different than that. I'm working with the entire family system, giving the parent the tools so that they can be the therapist at home when they're with their kiddo.
Okay. So does that typically, like a typical therapy session, it's like an hour long session where people are meeting all together maybe once a week or every other week? Is there like a frequency that is required for PCIT?
So it is a protocol driven model, which means like every session has an agenda and a time frame of how we do things. It's typically 16 to 20 weeks to get through the entire process, but the duration really depends on like attendance, homework completion, how much a family is able to commit to the process. I have some families that are in the middle of moving or a new baby is born or other things are happening, and that may slow down the process. But in general, 16 to 20 weeks with a 1 hour session every week.
1 hour session every week. Okay. Yeah. And you said you are kind of working with the family system. Does that mean that the entire family is in the room at that time?
The model ideally would have both caretakers involved in the process. One parent would be in the room with kiddo at a time, with the second parent in the room with me observing. So we have two rooms joined by a one-way mirror. I'm on one side with a microphone, and then parent and kiddo are in the other room with a table, toys, and the parents wearing an earpiece. So I'm coaching the parent live through their earpiece. Kiddo can't see me, kiddo can't hear me, because we're truly using the parent-child relationship to create change.
Okay. So then it's just one kiddo in the process at a time. Okay.
So we usually, if a parent has multiple kiddos that are displaying behaviors, we usually identify the one that has the probably the highest like frequency or severity of problems. Later on in the process, we can bring siblings in for sibling sessions, but typically we just need one kiddo. We teach you the skills, and then you can apply those to all of your kids, which is also very different than traditional therapy, where each kid is kind of has their own therapist and is working mm-hmm. through their own thing. I'm teaching the parent the skills, and then they can apply them to all kids.
So the child is identified as the client in this situation.
Yes.
But the what relationship do you have with the child in this process? What kind of conversations do you have with them about what this is?
So PCIT can be done in person or over telehealth. So depending on which of those options are happening, it's kind of different. I only do in person. So when a parent comes in for a session, parents in the lobby filling out an assessment every week. Kiddo is playing, and often I'm out there engaging with kiddo using the skills that I teach parents with.
Okay.
Kiddo's coming with me to pick out toys. So we do develop a relationship, but truly it is the parent and child dynamic that we're using to create change.
Okay. And then, so what takes place in between those sessions? Like you said, a lot of it happens like outside of the session. You're teaching them what to do, and then they go home and do it at home.
So like? The homework assignment is 5 minutes every day of one-on-one, very intentional time with kid, and we call it special time. And that's where there's a very condensed therapy session.
Okay.
With the goal being that parents become so skilled at these specific set of skills that they use them all day, every day. Okay. So the kiddo's having the 5 minutes of therapy, but also all day, every day is receiving intervention from parent.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Okay. So I'm thinking, like, in the therapy world, I know of some therapists who may say, like, when your child does this, you should respond in this way. But PCIT is a very specific method of therapy that requires specific training, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So what exactly does that look like? Like, what does the training process and timeline look like for therapists?
So you have to have minimum of master's degree in a mental health related field.
Okay.
It's typically 40 hours in a combination of maybe over the internet and face-to-face training, but 40 hours of training. You have to complete 2 cases of families graduating through the entire program. You have to submit videos for review. You have to take a final exam. Mine was, I think, almost a 14-month commitment, and I actually had to fly down to Oklahoma 3 times as part of my training.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah.
So you can't just... People can't just say, like, oh, yeah, I do that. Mm-hmm. It does require pretty extensive training to be called a PCIT International Certified Therapist. And there's only 4 in South Dakota.
There's 4 in South Dakota. Okay.
Yeah.
So I imagine most places have, like, a listing that says, like, these people have completed those requirements.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So PCIT.org is a great resource to go not only to see who is considered a fully licensed PCIT provider, but also to get more information about what PCIT is. It is a very heavily research-based intervention that has thousands and thousands of articles about its success, and that's a great place to go to look at resources, because I have some parents who are very skeptical, and they say,
sure,
I play with my kid all the time. How is this kind of play different? And I'm like, hey, you have every right to be skeptical. Go look at these research articles. Come back to me with questions. And most of the time people are like, oh. Okay.
I understand now.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Or then I direct people to, on our website, we also have parent testimonials, because okay, I think it can be really powerful to hear from families who have been through it versus just from a therapist who is passionate about it saying, yeah, oh yeah, this will work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know,
they've experienced, they've seen what kind of a benefit it can have for not just their kid, but their family.
Yeah. Cause typically we see significant decrease in, like co-parenting conflict. Because okay, I have yet to meet 2 parents who parent the same.
Right.
Does not exist.
Mm-hmm.
And that leads to lots of fights between, like, mom, dad. I also often see high rates of depression and anxiety among parents because they are very stressed out by kiddo behaviors. I have some parents that say, like, I don't even want to have my phone on me during the day because I'm worried I'm going to get a call from school or daycare mm-hmm. or somebody. So we see improvement in the entire system through the course of PCIT, because we truly are intervening on the system to help the kiddo.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I'm just thinking, as a parent, like, who might be listening to this right now, like, why we talk about the research and that PCIT is a specific protocol. It is because of that. Like, it's not just somebody saying, like, hey, let's throw this dart at the wall, see if it works, see if it helps you.
Yes.
Because all these things are intermingled with the parent's relationship and their mood and their own mental health and the kid's mental health and all of that. These are the articles that say this is working, this is the positive impact mm-hmm. that it can have on you, for sure.
And I tell people that the only time it doesn't work is if people don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, it's not a one-size-fits-all and it's appropriate for every family, because it's not. But when I have families that are invested and see it through the entire process, I've yet to have a family that's like, oh, that didn't do what I wanted it to do. I have the opposite, which is families going like, oh my gosh, when we did intake and you told me it would be this way at the end, I laughed at you because I didn't believe you.
Mm-hmm.
But now I believe you. And I'm like, right? Because your kid gets so covered up by their behaviors, they get lost. Mm-hmm. And the goal of PCIT is to uncover them and that awesome kid that's been in there the whole time, for them to be out and that to be the norm.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of that being only a few little glimpses you get to see.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So if they can make the commitment, it's worth it.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So what are the typical behaviors or symptoms that you would see for a kiddo that's coming in for PCIT?
So the original model of PCIT is for kids age 2 to 7. If there's any developmental delays, there may be some changes in that window. There's also an adapted version that's for kids age 7 to 10, and an adaptation that's for toddlers, which is 9-month-old to 2-year-old kiddos. So I get anything from people calling and saying, like, this is the third daycare my kiddo's been kicked out of. They're hitting, they're kicking, they're biting, they're not listening. To parents saying, I'm at my wit's end. We try everything at home. Nothing's working. We're exhausted. I've even had some parents say, like, I don't like my kid.
Mm-hmm.
They're very hard to be around. Like, I dread picking them up from daycare. And a lot of tears typically happen during the intake process because parents have a lot of guilt because they feel like they've messed up their kids or they've failed their kids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And shame about the way that their kid is, like, out in public. I also have kids that are completely successful at daycare, at school. They come home and they turn into, like, a monster, which is super frustrating for parents because they're like, you've shown me you can be so successful in some environments. Why do we see this at home?
Mm-hmm.
So I honestly feel like PCT should be done by every single parent mm-hmm. because these are not things that we have been taught.
Right.
Everybody as part of the process of PCIT, we do a teach session where we teach them the skills. And I tell them, before I got trained in PCIT, I would be doing exactly what you're doing as a parent.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm a therapist and this is the world I live in and I didn't have these skills,
mm-hmm.
how can we expect any parent to know how to do these things?
Mm-hmm.
We can't.
Right.
So yes, it's made for kids with behavioral problems, but in general, I think it's just good parenting tools to have to mm-hmm. help our kids be successful.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I'm really glad that you decided to be brave enough to say, to admit that, like, some parents will say, like, I don't like my kid. I hear that all the time in the work that I do with families. And these parents are like, I'm the only one. I'm the only parent who thinks this way of their kid. I can't believe that. I'm like, oh, no, you're not. But it's hard for people to admit that. So, you know, again, like, looking on social media and just, like, seeing what things are out there,
mm-hmm.
you feel like you are the only parent who is struggling this much.
Yes.
You watch, as you're doing daycare drop-off, you watch another kid listen to their parent immediately when their parent says, just, like, you know, stop doing that. And
yes.
the kid's like, okay, I will. And you're like, oh my gosh, my kid doesn't do that. I'm a terrible parent. And you just kind of go down that rabbit hole.
Yes.
So I'm really glad that you said that, just so that this can be public out there for everybody
yes.
in the community who's struggling with that, to know that that's very normal. It's a part of raising children and dealing with those frustrations
yes.
and to know that there's solutions. And those solutions are not necessarily, it sounds like it's not necessarily about when your child does those, these are these, like, extinction things that you're doing, right? It's all about, this is your kid. This is, like, the relationship that you have with your kid.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there might be, maybe there are some elements of that. I mean, I don't want to, like, jump into, because I don't know a lot about a PCIT.
Yeah.
But I'm hearing you say, like, these play sessions are, like, a really important, this special time is a
yes.
really important part of it.
Yes, because we know that when a kiddo is born, they're fully dependent on their parent.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, they're very aware of what it takes to get their needs met and to be able to connect to their parents. So
mm-hmm.
it is natural, it is normal for a kid to crave parent attention. And this is a busy world where parents have lots of things to do,
mm-hmm.
and it is hard to meet the emotional needs of a kiddo. So part of our intervention is being very strategic, very intentional about meeting that need for connection, so they are less likely to seek it in disruptive sorts of ways, like
mm-hmm.
sassing, whining, playing with the light switches, kicking, hitting, all those kind of things. Like, you name it, it's probably
mm-hmm.
happened in my office.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then thinking of that parent feedback, on our website, we have a 6-minute video that I helped produce that shows what PCIT is. And we interviewed a parent that went through the process, and she made a comment about how her daughter makes her life living hell.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as she said it, her face went, like, ghostly white, and she said, do not put that on there.
Mm-hmm.
Do not. People are going to think I'm a terrible parent. And it took us a while to convince her, but we're like, you are like every parent that comes in here.
Mm-hmm.
We need parents to hear this.
Mm-hmm.
And when I have parents watch that video, probably 50% of the time, parents were commenting,
thank goodness.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's comforting
yeah.
just to know that.
Mm-hmm. And these parenting in general is hard, but when kiddos are having this level of behaviors, it takes it to a whole nother level in terms of the stress that parents are experiencing. So often when we're doing observation and seeing what the parent-child relationship is like, you see parents who don't want to be in the same room as their kid. They don't really want to be in there playing, not because they're bad parents, but because their resources are tapped.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really cool along the process to be able to get parent feedback of like, do you realize you guys are both smiling and laughing right now?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes special time, that homework at home, is more important for the parent than it even is for the kid, because mm-hmm. it can be the glue that holds the parent together the rest of the night.
Mm-hmm.
It can be the few minutes a day where they're like, okay, my kid can be great.
Mm-hmm.
They can do great things. They can be kind. And that really can help when things are tough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to have those memories too of like, we're giggling together, we're having fun together. It's not all bad all the time.
Yes, we did have a 2-hour meltdown before this, but also we've just had 5 minutes where kind of love this little guy.
Right. Yep. Yes. Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. That's a great way of putting it. Are there certain situations where PCIT is not a good fit?
So ideally, parents are able to complete special time minimum of 3 times a week in order for it to be effective. Because the session in my office is me teaching the parent the skills so they go home and use them. So if the parent is not able to commit to 3+ times a week, there's just not going to be the level of intervention that's needed to create change.
Okay.
So if I have parents that are traveling a lot for work, or because of custody arrangements, don't have tons of time one-on-one with kiddo, we aren't going to see the progress. With CPS, DHS involvement, it can get a little tricky, but that's something that I would have to talk about on like a family-by-family basis.
Mm-hmm.
But really it's like a family has to be able to commit to putting in the time, or else the model's not going to work.
Okay. And you were talking earlier about custody arrangements. Is this something that both parents could do together with them if they wanted to, or each individually?
So I always tell people your kiddo will be more successful if all the caregivers are on board, because then we have consistency in intervention, which will help. We know kids thrive off of predictability, consistency, and follow through. And if we can have the same, even if that's two parents in one home or parents in separate homes, it's so much more beneficial for kiddo. If parents are separated but get along, we can do joint sessions.
Okay.
If parents do not get along, we can do separate sessions. Insurance covers multiple sessions a week. Sometimes because of parent work schedules, I might have like mom Tuesday at 2, dad Friday at 9, that there is flexibility in there. But I always tell people my choice is having both parents
at the same time. Or not, just, it doesn't matter. Just
doesn't
even,
matter.
As long as
I just want both involved
them.
In the process.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So whatever that ends up looking like, whatever works for the family.
Okay. Because then there's consistency no matter who they're with.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How does that work if a kiddo is in like foster care? Is that something that you do with people that aren't like the legal guardians? Have you ever done something like that before?
Yes. So if a kiddo is placed in foster care, the idea of them having a safe person while they're going through all the changes and the trauma is really important.
Okay.
And one of the theories that is the foundation of PCIT is attachment theory. So we work really hard on a kiddo having a safe connection with a safe adult and that really warm, supportive environment. So if a kiddo's in foster care and is going to be there for an extended amount of time, we do PCIT with foster parent and kiddo.
Okay.
Now, like if they're going to be there for a month, we wouldn't be able to have enough time in to make the progress.
Mm-hmm. And so then if that kiddo ends up going elsewhere a year later or something, that doesn't matter. Like the time that you used with the foster parent and that child at that time was beneficial to them.
Absolutely.
And I would imagine immediate and long-term that there's a positive impact for them.
Yep. And then probably next home that they went to, whether that's back with biological parents or a different placement, we would probably want to do PCIT with them mm-hmm. as well to work on that attachment as well.
Sure. And that's an ideal situation if you're able to
to
make that happen for sure. Okay.
Yeah.
Are there other like diagnoses, like if a kid has ADHD or is on the spectrum or anything like that, are there certain diagnoses that we say, hey, that's not quite the right fit?
No. So actually, PCIT is done around the world and there is no diagnosis that we say we cannot work with that kiddo as a result.
Okay.
And there are some adaptations and tailoring based on certain diagnoses. So we may reinforce one behavior more than the other, or give a more specific intervention for one kiddo and that diagnosis. But I've had kiddos that have had rare genetic disorders. I've had nonverbal kiddos, developmental delays. I've had kiddos who are in gifted programs, the whole range.
Yeah.
Kids, trauma, no trauma. Because really, if you boil it down, these are human needs regardless of diagnosis.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So humans need connection, and that's what we're using.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. That's a great resource to have, to know that around the world, like, nobody has found a situation where it doesn't work, aside from if they're not committed to to working through it. That's amazing to know that that's available.
Yep, because there's even, depending on if there's any, like, cultural implications or differences, there's adaptations that can be made that way as well.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So PCT International truly is international in that it's done all over the world, and research has been done about it all over the world.
Nice. Very cool.
Yeah.
Helps to add just some extra strength to it in the background, for sure. Okay. So if a parent is saying, okay, I'm loving how this sounds, I want to be able to do this, this sounds exactly like me and I need this, what do they do? How do they get started with this?
So I laugh to people and say, I'm a one-stop shop. If you call, you're going to get me. So if you want to call, you can email, you can go on our website, you can text, and I'll talk to you to see, are you a good fit for this? An important piece in there is figuring out insurance. I hate that money drives decisions, but that is reality. So I always give people the billing codes that we use, and then they can call the 1-800 member services number on the back of their insurance card and say, hey, we're going to get into therapy, clear-minded counseling with my kiddo. Here's the codes they use. How much will it cost me per session?
Okay.
And typically you are able to get an exact amount of cost per session.
Mm-hmm.
And then that can help the family make a decision of, can we do this or can we not?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's kind of the starting point, is figuring out those logistics first.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. And then there's three of us at Clear Mind Counseling that do PCT. I do in office, and the other two do over telehealth. So it would be figuring out, you know, where are you located in the state, because that's probably going to make a difference of telehealth or not.
Sure.
What is your availability? And then we really kind of go from there.
Sure. And you had mentioned you have a website where they can do that. I don't know if you have actually shared the information to that. You want to just tell people where to go for that?
Yes. So it is clearmindedcounseling.com.
Okay, perfect. And then you said, all the other contact information would be on there, like if they wanted to call you or text you.
Absolutely.
Or anything like that.
Yep.
Okay. Okay. I think earlier you said it's like a 16 to 20 week commitment.
Yes.
Approximately.
Yep.
Okay. So if they're calling, they need to know that they're committing to a decent chunk of time here. It's not just a couple weeks, so let's see if we can make some change.
Yes, but also if you think about traditional therapy, there's people who are in therapy for years.
Mm-hmm.
So 16 to 20 weeks really is time limited and a short amount of time to create a significant amount of change.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes a 4 to 5 month commitment does seem daunting,
mm-hmm.
but I'm like, if we can change your family's system in 4 to 5 months, like,
let's sign that
up now. Yes. Yeah. Versus you don't do anything and you're going to continue to get calls from daycares, schools. Mm-hmm. You're going to continue to have stress.
Mm-hmm.
I don't downplay how much commitment it takes to do PCT. And I tell people it's a marathon, not a sprint, which can be a deterrent for some people, but mm-hmm. I'm going to be honest about it.
Absolutely. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, a lot of people would benefit from being able to do it. So it's probably better for those who can make the commitment, just jump right in versus... Mm-hmm. Somebody, do you have people that like start and then fall off the map?
So there's some people that they see such significant improvement in the first phase that they don't even move on to the second. So ends up being like a 2 to 3 month process.
Okay.
I have a mom right now that's on maternity leave. So we've paused the process for a little bit just because it's logistically would not be very easy for them. And there's no harm in pausing the model. But I would say the majority of people who start it finish it.
Okay. So you were having those clear conversations at the beginning.
Yes.
This is what this looks like.
Yes.
Okay. What are the types of barriers that do come in to play for people not being able to do it? Just like the busyness of life. We can't find 5 minutes to do this.
Yes. So if I remember right, there's 1,440 minutes in a day. So five doesn't seem like very many. And I'll joke with parents and say, like, I probably spend more time scrolling mindlessly on my phone.
Yes.
Sitting at stoplights during the day. But end of the day, there's not enough hours in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, depending on the number of kiddos in the home, the jobs the parents have, how many jobs they have, where they live, there's just potentially a lot of obstacles and barriers that can come up.
Mm-hmm.
I would say probably, unfortunately, one of the most common is financial. But that's a whole other conversation.
That's a whole other conversation about reforms of other kinds.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Absolutely. So just that timing. I mean, it is. It's hard, especially... I think with screens and stuff, a lot of parents do have their kids on screens because it's like, we get home, we're making supper, you watch this while I get this done, we're eating, all of a sudden it's like, oh, bath time, like bam, 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 bam.
Yes.
And so it wasn't that interaction of like us together having a conversation. It was just the next thing on the checklist and then bam, it's bedtime.
We've got a lot of things to do.
Mm-hmm.
Let's keep moving along. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And with the special time, we have a lot of rules and specific pieces to setting that up to be successful. And one of those is that technology is not involved during that time. Mm-hmm. So we don't use tablets, we don't use smartphones, we don't do video games, things during that time, because we really, really need to lean into that parent-child connection piece. Mm-hmm. And that's why PCIT is called parent-child interaction therapy, because mm-hmm. again, we know parents are the most influential and powerful people in a kiddo's life in the age 2 to 7. So who better to be their therapist than their parents?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
And it's like, so we already have the vehicle for change sitting right in front of us. We just have to give them the specific tools to help their kiddo be successful.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Which is kind of hard as a therapist. Like you're putting that, you're helping the parent to do the things instead of you being the one to do the things. You still are doing the things,
yeah.
But it's kind of a shift in the way we look at therapy.
It is, but I think I'm probably more excited about it because to me that gives a greater chance of long-term change.
Yeah.
They're not dependent on me. I'm going to teach them what they know, and then they get to go and use it.
Mm-hmm.
We do have the option of booster sessions. So let's say 2 months down the road, a parent calls and says like, hey, Ellie, we've kind of fallen off track. What do? We just get them back in, go over really the strategies, the interventions, the techniques. People get back on track, and then they're good to go.
Okay. So that is an option. So people don't have to feel like they've failed miserably and that there's no out from that.
Yes. I said, unless something drastic happens, clear-minded counseling and Ellie Keller will always be a thing. You can reach out to me and we'll do what we need to do to get you back on track, because it is common for people to fall off track because you put a lot of energy into your kiddo being successful. They're successful, so you don't think you need your interventions as much. So you potentially back off a little bit and then some things may slip a little bit, but it's really easy to get back on track.
Sure. Those techniques do work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yep. Is there anything else about the process of doing PCIT or anything that you think listeners need to know to kind of better understand it, or maybe some common questions that people have or challenges that they face?
I could probably talk about PCIT all day long. I truly believe in the model because I have seen it do amazing things for families.
Mm-hmm. Cool. And you said there's like some success stories that you put on your website?
Yeah, so I have a lot of parent testimonials because I think it's so powerful just to hear a parent's experience, you know, straight from their mouth. Like, I brought a couple with me. One of them is our family was desperate for a change. When we first heard about PCIT, my husband was skeptical, but we were both so desperate. I signed us up to learn more, and we decided we needed to give it a try. We knew it would take a lot of work and effort on our part, but we were committed to doing it. We were told over and over that we would see results, and we sure did. Full-on tantrums were no longer a thing. We learned how to avoid blow-ups, and our daughter learned how to manage her emotions. We definitely would recommend PCIT.
That sounds great.
Yeah, right? Like,
sounds awesome.
I know. And I think that's why sometimes people are like, is this really going to work? Or, Ellie, you don't know my kid.
Right.
You've
never seen
my
this.
Kid. That just made me think of another thing. A fear that some parents have is, what if my kid comes to your office and is an angel?
Mm-hmm.
Because there are some kids who
can
pull it together for that. I usually laugh a little bit and say, well, when we get to the discipline phase of things, I probably will see that.
Mm-hmm.
But also I tell them, it's probably easier for you to learn and master the skills if a kid is engaging appropriately. Regardless of if we see behaviors or not, we still follow the same course of intervention. You still learn and master the skills. The same process happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that those are all valid concerns that parents have. Because sometimes I think parents do also hear or see people saying like, well, he doesn't act like that when he's with us. Which then just makes you feel like even worse as a parent.
Yes.
Like, okay, everywhere else, that's not happening, but it's happening with me. So clearly everybody's saying like, it's my fault and I need to do this.
Yeah, because I think I forgot to say in the beginning when I was explaining PCIT, it's two phases. First phase focuses on building the relationship because that gets strained when kiddos are difficult and defiant. We see significant improvement in behaviors during the first phase, and that sets us up for second phase, which is discipline. And that's where we teach parents how to give effective commands and then a safe, consistent discipline intervention that they can use.
Sure.
So two-part phase, but I love both for different reasons.
Sure. So it does give them strategies for how to respond to behaviors, how to discipline. It isn't all about the connection piece. It's connecting and
correct
disciplining.
Yeah.
With
so
respect.
Kind of the overview of what it looks like is very first session is parent only, and we're going to get background information to figure out who a kid is, family dynamics, health, because sometimes things like maybe chronic ear infections impacting sleep may have an impact on behaviors. We just like to get a holistic view of a kiddo and what they're facing.
Mm-hmm.
Second session is observation session. So that's where we set up different play scenarios to see a kiddo's like distress tolerance, emotional regulation, often seeing them react differently with one parent versus the other. Mm-hmm. Gets us a lot of good data. And then third session is the teach session. And that's where we give you all the skills we use during that first phase. So you leave our third session with specific skills to start using right away.
Sure.
And then fourth session and on are where we start doing those coaching sessions. So that's where therapist is coaching the parent live on using the skills with the kiddo.
Okay. In the moment that yep. those things are happening.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's something so powerful about the model too, because I have parents that will say like, Ellie, we've read every book out there.
Mm-hmm.
They don't work. And I'm like, I don't know about you, but I read a book. You ask me about an hour later, I'm probably going to forget some of the details.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. This is live coaching. You are getting feedback on everything. You are thinking about this, doing this every single day. So it's so different than just, here's a pamphlet, read it, go home, good luck.
Mm-hmm. Right. And it's not that you just do this coaching just like the one time. It's like an ongoing.
Every single time.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Until they start to feel comfortable and say, we've got this.
Yep. We have specific criteria that the parent has to meet in combination with like homework completion rates, the assessment scores that we have that determine when a family moved to second phase. But as a therapist, you really kind of see when a parent gets it and it becomes second nature. And mm-hmm. that's when we know we're ready to go to second phase.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This is sounding so great.
I know.
I've always known that PCIT is great, but like hearing more about it directly is, I mean, as a therapist and then also as a mom, thinking like there's so many benefits to this
mm-hmm.
for sure.
Yeah.
So.
And it's kind of crazy because I don't know where parents learn to parent. I don't know. Like, it's a combination of what we've read about, what we've seen on TV, what we see on social media, how we were parented.
Mm-hmm.
And often we are doing the best with what we know.
Mm-hmm.
It's normal to feel like we're failing. So it's so nice to be able to give people very concrete things that I didn't just make up,
mm-hmm.
that I know are going to have an impact, and they can walk home and say, okay, like, here's what I need to do to help my kiddo be more successful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. For them to feel that confidence in themselves
mm-hmm.
and to have an answer
yes.
for what they should do.
For them to say, like, I am proud of the parent I am.
Mm-hmm.
Versus, I don't like when I scream, when I yell,
yeah.
when I sweat, or I swear, when I threaten.
Mm-hmm.
I turn into the parent I never wanted to be. And I said, well, this will get you to be the parent you want to be.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So really, this is for everybody.
Yes. Yeah. And that's why I say, like, people say, well, are my kids' behaviors bad enough to do this? And I said, well, you're calling me.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think, honestly, everybody should do it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So whether your kid is acting a certain way because of anxiety or things going on at school or stressors at home or whatever it is, it's just there to help you to know how to respond
mm-hmm.
to them and what they need.
Yeah. And some kiddos need supportive services like maybe OT, speech.
Sure.
They may need play therapy. That PCIT is not a miracle that fixes and changes everything, but it can change a lot.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It sounds really awesome. I'm really excited to have this podcast so that we can have it as a resource for people who are calling in. And we get the I tried everything. I don't
yes.
know what else to do. So this is going to be that answer of if you feel like you've tried everything, have
yes.
you tried this?
Yes.
What does this look like? And can you make that commitment?
Yeah, because there's a lot mm-hmm. of people who haven't even heard about it because I was the first person to do it in 2018 here in South Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
And now with there only being four of us, that still is limited exposure.
Mm-hmm.
And I have parents that'll say like, oh, if I would have known about this when my kid was four, my life would have been so different versus mm-hmm. me finding out about it now. And I'm like, you're right, but you know what? You're here now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's create change now.
Yep. It's never too late. Before we end today, is there anything else you'd like to share about PCIT? Like you said, you could talk about it all day, so
yeah.
we could be here for a long time.
Yeah.
But I just want to make sure you have the opportunity to get that information out to the community.
I really think that watching the video on the website is going to be very beneficial to see visuals of what the process looks like. Also, like, telehealth version of PCT wasn't there pre-COVID, but then they needed to be able to help families during that time, and they've done research, and research is showing that doing it over telehealth is as effective as doing it in person.
Okay.
With some studies even showing it's more effective.
In their natural environment.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yeah, with natural triggers of things. Because sometimes parents come in or call in and I say, like, I happen to be full right now, but I have telehealth. And they immediately go to, like, oh, we tried speech or other mm-hmm. things online during COVID and it was a disaster. And I said, but this model is so different. This mm-hmm. model is set up to work with Zoom because we use a smartphone. The app Zoom, you would aim it like at your kitchen table. Parent would wear a Bluetooth earpiece connecting them to the phone. And then it's the same process as an mm-hmm. office where therapist is observing the parent and child. Therapist is talking into the parent ear. Kid can't hear therapist, can't see therapist. So mm-hmm. it's one of the few models that is as effective.
Yeah, absolutely. Because if you think about like a kid doing speech, it's usually like the adult on the screen trying to talk to the child on the screen.
Who's not interested.
And the child is like doing all the other things.
Yes.
Where this, it doesn't matter if the child is doing all the other things. Yeah. Like it's, you're connecting with the parent and helping them.
Yes. And the kid thinks they're sitting there playing and they're having the best day ever.
Sure. They're having a fun time.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. That seems like it would work pretty well then.
Yeah.
It's nice that that's an option too.
Yes. And so if parents have any questions, I would just encourage them, like I said, watch that video. They can go to PCIT.org. They can just see the information on the website and then just reach out to me and we'll spend however much time we need on the phone to figure out if it's the right fit for them or not.
Yes, absolutely. And so since there are only four, just making sure if you are a listener that you're looking for somebody who is listed at PCIT.org's website as one of the providers who is trained in this.
Yes.
Because there may be some people who are like, I know how to do it. I just haven't gotten the training.
Yeah. I read the manual, so I think. Oh my God,
I wish it was that easy. Yes. Yes. Just as a protective for all of you, just making sure you get that because the articles and the research that's been done has been done for people who are doing it according to the protocol and doing it by people who have that training. So mm-hmm. just making sure we're keeping everybody safe and taken care of out there. So, well, thank you so much, Ellie, for joining us today. I'm really excited to hear about this. I'm really excited for this to be able to be a resource for the community to know more about. You've been here for a while, but the more we can get this topic mm-hmm. out, the better, because there are still people calling saying, I've tried everything. So
absolutely.
It's still not enough people who know about this yet.
Yes.
So
yeah.
Thank you so much for joining me today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening to the Knowledgeable Parent Podcast. Did you like what you heard? Share your opinion by rating the podcast on your favorite platform. Thanks for listening and see you next time.